Also er sich nicht mit der Pachichet geschlagen wird, wenn Yehudim sich der Shabbos darf mit dem Dalet. Sagt der Mishnah, you're allowed to move a new lamp, or something, a lamp that was never used before, and therefore it's not disgusting, you're allowed to move that on Shabbos. But something that was already previously used, even if it's not being used right now, it's disgusting, and therefore it's also to be moved, because it's Mukta Machmas Mios. So Shimon says all lamps may be moved on Shabbos, except for a lamp that is actually currently burning now on Shabbos. Abraisa says, Rabbi Huda says, only a new lamp may be moved on Shabbos, not an old one, because he holds of Mukta Machmas Mios. Rabbi Meir says, any lamp may be moved unless it was burning Ben Hashmashas, because he only holds of Mukta Machmas Isser. Rabbi Shimon says, any lamp may be moved unless it's currently being lit. He doesn't hold a Mukta at all. His only concern is that by moving a lit lamp, you may come to extinguish it. However, once the fire is extinguished, it may be moved. The Abraisa then says, Aval, but a cup or a bowl or a large glass cup that were filled with oil and lit, they may not be moved even after the fire was extinguished. Well, let's see what that means in Gemara. Rav Shimon says, you're even allowed to take oil from a lamp that's in the process of going out, and you can even use oil that dripped out of a lamp even while the lamp is still burning. Abaye says, Rabbi Lezer, the son of Rav Shimon, he holds like his father Rav Shimon in the way that he doesn't hold a muktzah, but he argues with his father only allows using the oil after the flame has already gone out. Rabbi Lezer even allows using the oil even before the flame has gone out. The Abaye says, Rav Shimon says, you're allowed to move a lamp after the flame has gone out, but when it comes to a cup, a bowl, or a large glass cup that were used as a lamp, they can't be moved even after the flame has gone out. What's the difference? Ula said that this Aval was actually going according to Rabbi Yehuda, not according to Rav Shimon. They're saying that Rabbi Yehuda says you're not allowed to move those things. Mazutra asked, and what does it mean, Aval? But it's saying the same thing. And therefore, Rabbi Mazutra says that actually it was said according to Rav Shimon, the Aval. And the thing is, because these things hold so much oil, typically they burn the entire Shabbos, and therefore you'd never had in mind that they would even go out on Shabbos, that you'd be able to use them, because they have enough oil to burn the entire Shabbos. And that's why their Usarin is different than a regular lamp. According to Mazutra, the problem is we have a brisa where Shimon says that the oil in a nair or in a bowl that's used for a lamp become mutter after the flame goes out. You see, even in a bowl he says that. The Gemara says, when Mazutra said that Rav Shimon said that it would be also about a large bowl, so it's expected to continue being lit the entire Shabbos. Whereas the brisa is referring to a small bowl, which is not expected to burn through the entire Shabbos, and that's why once it goes out, the remnants become mutter. Rav Zeira says, in the case of a metal candlestick, which doesn't get disgusting after it's lit, so which was burning when Shabbos began, the Bein HaShemashim, when Shabbos began, but it has on Shabbos it now went out. So Rav Meir would say it can't be moved because it's still Mukta Machmas Isser. Rav Yehuda would say it could be moved because he doesn't hold a Mukta Machmas Isser, he only holds a Mukta Machmas Mius, and this is not Mos. Aya Brisa says, Rabbi Yehuda says that even by a metal candlestick, if it was burning when Shabbos came in, it would be also to move it even after it went out. So it must be, we have to change what Rabbi Zeira said. It must be that Rabbi Zeira said that if the candle was burning when Shabbos came in, everyone would agree. Rabbi Yehuda would agree that candlestick can't be moved the entire Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Nehemi Rav says that a bed that was just verbally designated to be used to store money may not be moved on Shabbos. Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak asks, a new lamp has only one use, to be lit. And still was saying that it may be moved on Shabbos. So a bed, which was only verbally designated to store money, but it hasn't been used for that purpose yet, for sure it should be mutter to be moved on Shabbos, such a bed. Rather, we have to say that Rabbi Yehuda Nehemi Rav must have meant as follows. If a bed is verbally designated to store money in it, and money was actually put in it at some point, then it's also to move that bed on Shabbos. But if money was never put in it yet, then it's mutter to move it on Shabbos. On the other hand, if you have a bed that was never designated for that use, but if there's money on the bed right now on Shabbos, then it's also to move on Shabbos. But if there's no money there right now, it's mutter, as long as there was no money on the bed during Ben HaShemashos. Beloza asks, the Mishnah says that if a wagon has a detachable wheel, so if there's money on it, then you're not allowed to move the whole wagon. It's mashma. It's only a problem if there's money on the wheel on Shabbos itself, but if it was there Ben HaShemashos, it wouldn't be a problem. Where it says, the Mishnah follows Rav Shimon, who doesn't hold a muktza. Rav holds a Rabbi Yehuda, who does hold a muktza, and therefore he deals with the muktza problem. In fact, we see from elsewhere that Rav must hold a Rabbi Yehuda, because Rav allows taking a lamp and putting it on a tree on Shabbos. Since a lamp is muktza, And so you're not going to move it. It's not going to lead to someone taking it off the tree, which would be usher because you're using the tree on Shabbos. But it would be usher to do so on Yom Tov, because since the lamp is mutter on Yom Tov, you may come to take it off the tree on Yom Tov. So anyways, you see that Rav is dealing with muktzah. You see, obviously, from that case, the Rav taka holds a Rabbi Yehuda, taka holds a muktzah. How can you say that Rav holds a muktzah, holds a Rabbi Yehuda, holds a muktzah? We find that on Chanukah, that Rav allows moving the Chanukah menorah on Shabbos after the flames go out, so to prevent from these chabore, these like a violent sect of goyim, so that they shouldn't see it. You want to hide it, take it away from the window before, from outside before they see it, because they decreed against lighting the Chanukah lecht, and therefore they would get violent if they saw it. So Rav allows that. So you see, obviously Rav doesn't hold on. But the Gemara says Rav only allows it at Shas Hadchak. That's a Shas Hadchak. But other than Shas Hadchak, he would hold a Rabbi Yehuda, he would hold a Muktzah. Because in fact, even in that case, Rav himself said, he said, we can rely on Rav Shimon in that case, al Shas Hadchak, kedai hu Rav Shimon to lismeich alav. So you see, it's only us because of Shas Hadchak. Otherwise, he holds a Muktzah, he holds a Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why over here we can say he holds a Rabbi Yehuda as well.